Father, we thank you for this wonderful day that you've given us, another day to live. And this Thursday night, Brother Freedom and I are here, and Lord, we're depending on you. Father, we can't make it without you. We need the mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, I just thank you. We're believing and trusting in you. We know you're going to take us through. We know that you're going to anoint Brother Freedom. Lord, you've given him some scripture, and you're going to speak about it and through it, and we're just excited about it. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, I thank you, and I feel so in awe tonight that you're so wonderful, and I can see where your scripture says even our righteousness is filthy rags. You're so holy, Father God, and I just feel so not qualified. I don't feel qualified to do what I have to do tonight for your spirit. Help me this night. Help me to project what you have for them this night. In Jesus' name, amen. The 37th Psalm says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be the envious of workers of iniquity." You know, a lot of people, I hear it all the time, well, you know, I live for the Lord, why don't I do? We compare ourselves with the evil people. And the Bible plainly says, there's a day, they're going to have their day. But we're going to have ours. And we have to wait. Be thou not envious of workers of iniquity. You know, they haven't got nothing out there to offer us. It says, "For they shall soon be cut down as the grass and wither the herb." You know, that's what we need to pray for people. Today I was just praying for all people. You know, without the Spirit draws you, you're just like a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. You got to have the Spirit of God. But still, you can pray for those people. Well, I'll tell you, eternity is going to be terrible if you have to go to that other side. I was going to say the bottomless pit. It's really a terrible place. But God's got a wonderful place, and it's in heaven. And it's for those who want to seek Him, for those that want to love Him, those that want to trust in Him, those that want to delight themselves in Him and even rest in the Lord and cease from anger and all these other things that bring us back away from the Lord. Well, you say, well, Jesus died that we don't have to worry about this. Well, I don't really know about that, all of that stuff. I mean, I know what many people think, but I'm not, as I read this Word of God, it doesn't say that. It says that without holiness, no man shall see or please God. That's in the New Testament. Bible says, "Seek ye first His kingdom." That Jesus said that, and then all these other things shall be. He said, "Put His kingdom first, and then all these things shall be added unto you." That's pretty plain. "Delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." You know, when your heart is right with God, Bible says, "For His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect toward Him." So if someone's out there crying to come to God, Lord, He's going to see you. You don't have to. He sees you. He knows where you are. I believe that God wants us to seek first His kingdom, and then all these other things shall be added unto us. The Bible says there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's so many scriptures that back up what I'm saying is totally correct. "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, whatsoever man soweth, that shall they also reap." So you get out here and you sow a lot of prayers and they're going to be answered. If you on the other hand, far if you go the other way and get out here and do things a little bit shady and not really, you know, they're not really big sin, they just sort of take you away from the Lord. And I think that's what it, nowadays how it is. There's not no murderers or whoremongers or a lot too. There might be some, but I mean, they're not in the structure of the church. But I believe it's getting that coldness, as it talks about in Revelations, not on fire. And when you get cold, you sort of just don't care. You just, well, and maybe you don't know, and you don't trust. You don't trust God. You don't trust nobody when you're cold. So I believe it's a very sad place. When we get to that place, it says, "Commit thy ways unto the Lord, Trust also him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring it to pass. Trust the Lord. Psalms has got such a beautiful words. Commit. That's something we all have to do, is commit to who? God. When the world, we was out in the world, but see, when we met Jesus, then our hearts were supposed to have such a change that we made a commitment to Jesus, and then that our lifestyle totally changed. It makes 180 degrees. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. For when things have passed away, behold, all things become new. And I truly believe this word says what it is, and we don't have to have somebody out here that's a doctor of theology that says, well, it doesn't mean that because it's just, you know, it's this, because you don't have to, as long as you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, that's all enough. Well, I'm sure when you're in heaven, that's a department that none of us know. I cannot tell exactly. That's why the Lord's the only safe territory to be on. Because you're judging, and we can't judge, because the Bible says, lest we be judged. So all these areas that we find ourselves fretting as Christians, we find ourselves not trusting the Lord, and we find ourselves not delighting in the Lord, we just like delight too much in the world. We just love the world. Oh, it's good, fresh. Oh, boy. You know, I went down here last week, and I took this trip down to South America, come back, and there's all that stuff. But it wasn't really for the Lord. And I think that's what we're doing. We're so busy doing things that sort of, they're fun, but God's not involved in them at all. Now you say, well, there's no sin there because there's no murders, a lot of profanity. There's not a lot of talking about one another. No, but it's still, you're not in the way of God. You sort of missed the track way back there. And that's what I think's happening. And the Bible says that God, the Lord brings, he puts a shadow of darkness upon you. He blinds you. So when you go so far, you know, nothing bothers you though, so you get rid of your sin's gonna about to cut you out. So here you say, well, I'm okay anyway. Bible says God chastises those whom he loveth. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. There it is, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in the way. So we as God's, if we're saint of God or child of God, we shouldn't be, if we have to live in a bungalow, let's just praise God. And this other person over here, he's not really for God, but he's living in a grave. The Bible says it, the way of the world is, the world has it, but we gotta, it's like, there's many parables in the Bible speaks the same thing. We have it now, we lose it then. Bible says we bring nothing in this world, and so we shall bring nothing from this world. So here we spend much of our lifetime trying to get great dividends back for something that we're going to have to just pass it on, which we, I guess I said that's the way you're supposed to do it, pass it on to your family and whoever's the next in line. But that's for us to seek those kind of things. We're seeking it in a way of self. And I believe that in this day that we're living in, there's a lot of self in church. A lot of self in our prayer meetings. A lot of self in where we say the Spirit of God is. No, it's self. Because I tell you, when the Spirit is, you haven't got a clue what it is. He's just that way. You just got to trust him. See, there's a lot of difference. If you're in the mechanical church, you say, well, we're gonna have this Bible study, and we're gonna have this, we're gonna have these prayer meetings, and sort of that's the way it is. But when God does it, it's his way. It's different. You might say that's peculiar. Well, it's because there's just not too many do it. Just, you know, as they say, the majority wins. Well, I don't think the majority is gonna make heaven. A few might. Bible says that. Many are called, but few are chosen. That's what the Word says. So I'm just saying what the Word says. You abide in me, my words abide in you, then you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Call on me, and I will answer you, and I'll show you great in mighty things you know not. But we got to do the calling. We got to do the seeking. We got to do the praying. We got to wait upon the Lord, rest in the Lord. All these are part of the things that would bring us into the pathway of the Lord. The Bible says the pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. That most perfect day is when right now, pretty soon, because Jesus is coming back through the clouds of glory, and Jesus said in the 24th chapter of Matthew and in Luke also, and he says, be ready for that day I come as a thief in the night. I come. And the world will not be looking for me. And there will be great deception. There will be many deceived. And it's sure enough. And it says the wars, rumors of war. There's wars, rumors of war. Many deceived. And all these things. A great falling away. When we fall away from the things of God, we miss the mark. And that's what they say sin is missing the mark. God wants us to walk in His calling. Walk in His judgments. I remember about 30 years ago, there for about a year's time, nobody even dispatched me or nothing else. The Lord, Holy Spirit would just tell me where to be, and I could go, I'd be there, and it just worked out perfect. You said, well, you can't do that. You can too. He's more sure than anything else. We need to seek God because God's coming through the clouds of glory for the righteous. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The righteous. It didn't say the unrighteous, it says the righteous. The law of his God is in his heart. The law. Glory. That's good preaching. Right? That's really good. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Just put it right out. Just perfect. Thy word have I hid in my heart, and I might not sin against thee. Thou shalt keep in perfect peace, his mind stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. So many scriptures relate to peace and coming into the Lord, seeking the Lord out of strength, seeking his face forevermore. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. He shall himself strong, on behalf of his heart is made perfect. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scornful, but his life is in the law of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate both day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and shall bring forth his fruit in his season. I was thinking that about God has seasons for us to be seeking him, seasons for rest, seasons for just basically just waiting upon God. And then God's got a time when he wants you to go out there and do what he wants you to do. It's just sort of, and then you get in certain cycles. It's just sort of like many jobs the same way. You go out here and you prepare, and then they say, well, I think you're big enough now to go out and do this, so you do this. And that's the way God is. But when we start growing up, we start being able to pray, we start being able to have faith, believe in God, we'll see great mighty miracles. We see them. Because we pray them into existence. And out there this night, you should pray things into existence. We find ourselves, on the old man, we did things that were set up. But afterward, we become a new man. God wants us to come to where we can seek him with our whole being, our whole mind, our whole attitude, the pleasures of not man, but the pleasures of God. Where his spirit is, there is liberty. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. But as long suffering us, we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Praise God. Father, I just pray that you bless your people this night. I know you're coming soon. Out there, they need to be ready for Jesus come. That's why I'm here. As Jesus wants you to be ready. I want to see you in heaven. And I, myself, I've got no shoe in. I have to work at it too. It's something we all have to do. We have to seek God. We have to just, don't take it for granted that I'm okay. You got to make sure. You got to be steadfast, unmovable, always about the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain That's what that says right there. Your labor becomes part of it. And that's what our labor is, reading the Word. Our labor is praying, seeking God, calling upon God. That's our labor of love that we have. We should be loved. It says, the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. He is their strength in the time of trouble. That 37th Psalm is just, boy, it's just, it preaches the whole thing. And the Lord shall help them. This is what He's going to do. And deliver them. So shall deliver them from the wicked. And save them because they trust. Out there tonight, you trust in God and He'll keep you. That's about the biggest thing you got to do is trust in Him. Oh, my Redeemer liveth. My Redeemer's coming back. Jesus. Oh, trust the Lord with all the heart. Lean on all understanding. In all the ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Father, I just pray for Your blessing upon this word tonight. I pray that You, our hearts of people would realize that it's coming soon. Perilous times are out here too. We're having times of floods, tornadoes, and hadn't been long, we had a lot of fires. And all these are the part of, I believe, the beginning of troubles. The things that's going to come upon this land. And we're supposed to be preparing for that day. That day doesn't come upon us, doesn't catch us asleep, off guard. We have to qualify to be good. We need to qualify every day to seek God, to call upon Him. Oh, praise You, the Lord. God is here tonight. Bless you. That He'll touch you, whatever your heart needs tonight. And you pray and seek God, and you'll surely find Him. God's here to uplift you. Read that 37th Psalm over and over and over. It'll bless you. It'll give you a heart contentment. It'll bring peace to your heart. Oh, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's power. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing among all Your people. I pray for the unsaved out there this night. I pray for the saved, that they become closer. I pray for Your saints out there. I pray for them to encourage them, to bless them, to uplift them in a mighty way. I pray for those who are trusting this night and You this night. Let not the enemy take away that which You've given them this day. Build them up. Encourage them. Wait upon them. For I praise You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. 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 God bless.
Father, we just thank You and we praise You and we glorify You for Your wonderful goodness. And we pray for this word to go into the hearts of people in Jesus' name. Amen.